Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me try again. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Better. Interaction. Remember? Interaction. Well, this morning, greetings.
Oh, beautiful feet.
Yeah. Greetings, oh, beautiful feet.
Let's turn to John. Oh, sorry? Romans. John's sitting on the front row there. We'll go to Romans. Romans chapter 10. There's a bit of scripture here first, and then we'll get a bit wound up then. Chapter 10. My beloved brothers and sisters, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. My beloved brothers and sisters, the passionate desire of my heart and constant prayer to God is for my fellow Israelites, or it could be Tasmanians, because we're here, to experience salvation. For I know that although they are deeply devoted to God, they are unenlightened. And since they've ignored the righteousness God gives, wanting instead to be acceptable to God because of their own works, they refuse to submit to God's faith righteousness. For the Christ is the end of the law, and because of him, God has transferred his perfect righteousness to all who believe. Moses wrote long ago about the need to obey every part of the law in order to be declared right. The one who obeys these things must always live by them. But we receive faith righteousness that speaks of an entirely different message. Do you think for a moment you need to climb into the heavens to find the Messiah and to bring him down, or descend to the underworld to bring him up from the dead? But the faith righteousness we receive speaks to us in the words of Moses. God's living message is very close to you, as close as your own heart beating in your chest and as near as the tongue in your mouth. That's pretty close, isn't it? And what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. Excuse me. The heart that believes in him receives the gift of righteousness of God. And then the mouth gives thanks to salvation. For the scripture encourages us with these words: everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. So, then faith eliminates the distinction between Jew and non-Jew. For he is the same Lord Jehovah for all people. He has enough treasures to lavish generously on all who call upon his name. And it's true. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Yahweh will be rescued and experience new life. Just excuse me, I've got to kick off. But how can people call on him if they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one who they've not yet heard of? And how can they hear the message of life if there's no one to proclaim it? And how can the message be proclaimed if the messengers have not been sent? That's why the scripture says, how welcome is the arrival of the proclaiming the joyful news of peace and the good news to come. Some versions say, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news. Let's hold it there for a moment. Excuse me. That's a fair chunk of scripture this morning. Now, a stress-up time today because I come as a messenger of Jesus. And my uniform today, I've been sent by the great physician. And of course, the great physician, he clothes us in righteousness. So our robes are white and clean. And my wife did a wonderful job of washing this because it wasn't very clean, but she did a beautiful job. But when Christ touches us, we're white as snow. We become totally cleansed of our old ways. Okay. I come as a representative of the great physician himself, Jesus Christ, to ask a couple of questions. Let me put my uniform on, which I've done. We're spotless. We can do everything that Christ has done for us. So, sometimes, you know, because we neglect looking after ourselves. We don't look after ourselves the way we should do sometimes. And it's by our thoughts, sometimes by our actions, that we become restricted. You know, sometimes the enemy wants to hang stuff on it. The devil wants to lie to us. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and
destroy.
Yeah. And so he's not for us, he's absolutely, and we need to understand that. And sometimes when we're walking the life that he's called us to live, it gets a little difficult. Now, some of the difficulties are a bit like pebbles in shoes sometimes. Anybody ever had a little rock in their shoe and it's caused some pain as they've been walking along? Excuse me. Sometimes if that little pebble is small enough, you'll just put up with it. And you mightn't walk as easily as you should or easily as you could, but you'll just put up with it. They can be tolerated. Small but very irritating. But eventually they'll cause damage and even cause us to stop our forward progress. And that's what the devil wants. Some of the pebbles may be called bitterness. Some of the pebbles may be called unforgiveness. Some of the pebbles may be called resentment. Some of the pebbles may be called comparison. But all of these can limit our forward progress and can even cripple us. These are all external things sometimes, but there are internal things. Sometimes an internal thing can grow in us and cause great pain. You know, sometimes when those things come to us on the inside, we have to deal with them. And, you know, sometimes when you do your nails, ladies, on your toe or whatever, you may be, there's an irritation there. Unless you deal with the irritation, you have to. You will be in pain and cause pain to others. There's a saying that goes, hurt people. Say that again. Hurt people.
Hurt people.
Healed people.
Healed people.
Let's try that again. Healed people.
Healed people.
So we all want to be people that have been healed and walking. But we need to take action. When there's something that comes to light that we need to deal to. Excuse me. So we need to smooth off the sharp edges. That's what that big file does. Smooth off the sharp edges. The scripture says that life and death are in the power of the... What's in your mouth? What's coming off your lips? Is it words of encouragement? Or potentially is it words of discouragement? Sometimes we gotta get a bit serious And we have to extract some of those things. Do you need an extraction there this morning? Sometimes you've got to extract those things and get rid of those things. And so we need to be ones that would encourage. So does your attitude need a file to smooth off the sharp edge? It talks about life and death in the power of the tongue. Maybe we can become prideful. Nobody doesn't like me. That's a sin. Nobody can do this or nobody can do that like me. We can become full of our own self-importance. We need to file away that pride. We need to file away that pride. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 11 verse 2 says, when pride comes, there comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 13 verse 10 says, when there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found for those who can take advice. It's difficult. I don't know whether any of you have experienced it, but taking advice sometimes is a difficult thing because, I don't know about you ladies, wouldn't think like this, but us, I'll speak in the me, sometimes we know everything, us men. And unfortunately, we don't know everything. But we don't even like to admit that when we don't know everything, because we still know everything. And that's a difficult thing, and it's pride, and it's all of those things. So that's something that needs to... we need to take advice. We all need to take advice. We all need to have good, solid people around us who can speak into our lives and bring out the gold in us. Bring out the gold in us. Sometimes they might even have to say, Rob, I don't like that attitude that you've got. And give you some tough love. Love is not always sugar-coated. Sometimes you've got to get it straight as it is. And you can only get that when you have a relationship with someone. Because you've built the bridge of friendship that earns you the right to speak. Ephesians 4:31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Slander, making false statements or damaging statements about someone. Gossip. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ has forgiven us. Maybe pride mightn't be the thing in your life, but there's something else. Maybe you like gossip. Whatever it is, deal with it today. Could we all stand together this morning so that we could clear the slate? Now, this is not a public, I've done this, I've done that. Not interested. This is between you and God. But before we go and listen to the word this morning that Gregory's waited on, why don't we stand? Why don't we invite the Holy Spirit to come and touch us and ask him whether there's anything that we've allowed to blemish our righteousness? Because we're supposed to be white. We're supposed to be clean. We're supposed to be pure. But stuff happens. And we're told that we need to keep short accounts. So let's stand, please. Father, we ask that this morning, as we take a couple of moments in silence, that you would put the spotlight of your precious Holy Spirit on the areas of our life that you want to deal with today. Lord, we would ask that you would pinpoint those things. And today that we would confess that it's sin, Lord, before you. That we would seek your forgiveness, Lord. We would ask you, Lord, to touch us and minister to us. We would ask you, Father, to forgive us and set us free. Lord, we're sorry. I'm sorry when I've done the things that you've said not to do. I'm sorry, Lord, when I've said the things that you said not to say. But friends, I can only ask for forgiveness for myself. Take this moment for you to clear the slate. Take this moment to say, Father, I'm sorry. Would you wash me? Would you cleanse me? Would you forgive me? Lord, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Father, I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, your word in Romans 10 says that now we have, with our tongue we confess, and with our mouth we declare. Mouth gives thanks for salvation. So, Father, we thank you for your saving grace to us today. We thank you that you've got us in the right place at the right time. You got us surrounded by people who care for us, Lord. Father, help us to be carers for them. Lord, we accept your forgiveness. We accept your grace. Lord, let us be grace dispensers. Let us give grace to others. But Father, we ask all these things in the wonderful name of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Will you be needing these to make an extraction today, Gregory? I'll pop them up there just in case.